always pray before our song service that we'll focus on the words and focus on the teachings. Now just focus on the melody. And I heard a couple of amens today, and that's always nice because you know that the words touch somebody. So it's interesting to me to think about the time in which Jesus lived, because a lot of the things that Jesus talked about, he talked about relating to the common man, and he talked about things like would happen in an agrarian society, and sometimes we feel a bit detached from that living in the city when he used examples of being a shepherd or being a farmer, things like that. But he also lived in a different time. He lived in a time where he didn't have all the modern things that we have today. And he talked a lot about things like disease. And he healed lepers. Odds are none of you have ever seen a leper. It was a different time. But a lot of changes happened very recently. Even as recently as the Civil War, a lot of that wasn't all that different. I was reading about the Civil War, and twice as many people died in the Civil War from disease as did from combat. And it's different now. And back at that time, it was very common that you would have a disease, and you might get a diseased arm that they amputated because they didn't have anything else they could do for you. And that was good to get it amputated, because if you didn't get it amputated, you were going to die because the infection was going to spread into you. And they tried to treat it. It's better to treat it. But it didn't always work. Now, the best thing was to prevent the infection from ever happening. To not be in a situation that you were prone to infection. To not do things that led you vulnerable to infection. And that's kind of a hard thing to think about. It's good to get my arm cut off, but it was better than the alternative. I was at, I think it's Northside in Mansfield about 4 years ago, and somebody gave a short invitation talk, and it was real short. It was two slides. And the first slide had that. Good to have your arm cut off, better to treat it, and best to prevent it. And then the second slide said the exact same thing, except instead of arm, it said member. And it was talking about the body of Christ. It's good to cut off a member of the church. But it's horrible. But it's necessary. Because if you don't cut off an infected member of the church that you can't heal, the infection will spread and the church, the body, will die. But it's better to treat the member. It's better to heal the member. And it's best to prevent it from ever happening. And it turns out that the Bible is laid out just like that. We're familiar with the verses when you look at Matthew 18, or you look at 2 John, or you look at Jude, where it talks about cutting people off, where it talks about separating people because you don't want the harm of a false teacher. You don't want the harm of a divisive person. You don't want the harm of sin like they had in 1 Corinthians 5, and the acceptance of sin and that leading to sin in the church and the loss of everyone's soul. And we talk about those verses a lot. But there are more verses about healing than there are about cutting off. There are more verses, like in Galatians 6, where it talks about restoring somebody. It turns out that Matthew 18, where we talk about cutting somebody off, there are more verses in Matthew 18 about healing the person, and then just one about cutting them off. James 5. Talking about restoring such a one and covering a multitude of sins. But there are more verses about prevention than there are about healing. There are so many verses about prevention because it is so important and it prevents all that badness from happening. We're told to guard the flesh. We're told in Galatians 6 to watch ourselves. Galatians 6, which talks about healing someone else, says, but you know what's more important than healing them? To prevent you from getting sick. It's like putting the oxygen mask on your child on an airplane. They always tell you, put it on yourself first, because you're not going to be around to put it on them if you don't take care of yourself first. If you let that sin spread to you, if you let that corruption spread to you, then you're worse off than in the beginning. Ephesians 4, 1 Thessalonians 5, talking about encouraging and edifying, building one another up. That's the vitamins and minerals there. You got to take your vitamins, right? I'm fixing to have this surgery next to my heart and whatnot, and the doctor was talking about how happy they were that I came in, because a lot of people my age don't bother coming in because they don't think about themselves possibly having anything wrong near their heart. You hear about people not going to the doctor because they don't want to get a cancer diagnosis, as though the doctor telling them gives them the cancer. They already have the cancer, and not dealing with it makes it worse than it was in the beginning. But what did my doctor want me to do before I came in to find out what was wrong with my heart? Probably eat better and exercise so I didn't have anything wrong with my heart. The encouragement we give one another, the edification we give one another, the vitamins and the minerals that help the body be strong, that help the body do what it needs to do. We're told in Hebrews 10 to encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. That was talking about something in particular to them, but the point of that was the urgency, and the urgency does not lessen over time. The urgency only gets greater. It's only more important as time goes on. There's so many more verses, but we do not have time. Philippians 2, places where we're taught to teach one another, where we're told to be with one another. So many places. Be about prevention. Be about strengthening the body. Be about making sure the body is helpful. Know one another. Be with one another. Help one another. So the invitation is calling you to join that body. The invitation is saying that if you haven't put on Christ, if you haven't repented of your sins and confessed Him as Lord and come to Jesus to be baptized and to raise as a new creature as part of the body, then do so. And if you haven't been being the part of the body that you should be, then ask for forgiveness and ask for prayers. And you can come up here and we can pray for you, and we can do more than pray for you, and we should do more than pray for you, because that's what the prevention is. It's not talking to one another once a week or offering a prayer if someone comes forward. It's continual and constant. Being part of the family and the body. If you have need of the invitation, come forward while we stand and sing.